they come from UFOs and how they come from Atlantis and the Mora. And these people know less about them than people who have been working with them for years. And they're telling you that they were made from a princess's head. Her head was actually, when she died, molded into a metamorphosis or something, into a crystal skull. The truth is, we don't know anything.
Drum right there.
Well, one thing we know is it's time for Under the Floorboards. Electronic Air is over. Electronic Air, been on since 9 to 11. 2 hours of electronic dance music on every Saturday night. And Under the Floorboards is a little bit different, non-syncopated noise, sound, not structured in the same way. So we're going from Ott to Odd. You're listening to KGNU Boulder, 88.5 FM, 1390 AM, online all over the world, kgnu.org, KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. I'm Buddha Bomb, having a lot of fun. You are now under the floorboards.
Sacrifice on all our parts because I'll have to train for some years. It'll be worth it.
Bye bye.
Mama, I want to be a river. Mama, I want to be a river.
Mama,
It'll take some sacrifice on all our parts because I'll have to train for some years.
Mama, I haven't given it some thought. I know what I'd like to do in my life.
It'll take some sacrifice on all our parts because I'll have to train for some years.
It'll be worth it.
Ein Kopf, ein und keine Lösung. Ein. So we're living in this cabin, and I asked her if I could try to find her a babysitter. So at the crematorium, I asked one of the guys there if he knew anybody that could possibly help us with this situation. He said, yes, we have a son, and he's watched by this person and such and such. And so I said, well, give the phone number. So we were having a Sunday dinner and went into a Pizza Hut. And I tried to phone this girl that is a babysitter. Sandy was in the van waiting in the parking lot. So she comes into the Pizza Hut, grabs the phone out of my hand, and says to the babysitter, I don't know why Barry doesn't want me to speak to you. This is someone that, you know, we had never met. I never spoke to before. And we got into an argument in there. And she says, take me home right now. And I said, I'm not taking you home right now. I'm not going to. I didn't raise my voice. I just said it just like that. She said, if you don't take me home right now, I'm phoning the highway patrol, which are like a more elite, stronger form of a policeman in America. The highway patrol, the people that deal with more serious problems. She said, I'm phoning the highway patrol. I said, go ahead, phone them. I'm not taking you home. I'm not going to move from here. No, I just said it like that. And so she did. She phoned them. And when they got there, she went on and on about all of her favorites, from the Arab spy to Charlie Manson to everything she could think of. And they said, they ended up saying things like, well, ma'am, he hasn't done anything wrong. Can you just go home? Can you just go home? No, I'm not going home. And he has to give me the keys or else I won't go home. I want the keys. I said, I'm not going to give you the keys because I know you'll lock me out. So they suggested that she go to the Women's Abuse Center as a last resort. This is all over, trying to get her babysitter. So she said, all right, I'll go to the Women's Abuse Center. So she took off. She just got in the police car and left. So I went to work the next day, came home, and everything in the house that I owned, which were some quite expensive things, electronic things, quite a few musical instruments, one very, very good violin that was assessed at over 2,000 pounds. Many, many things like that, including my vehicle, was all smashed to bits. The engine of the vehicle was carburetor, and all the bits in there were hit with a hammer and smashed. The violin was broken to bits. Many things were smashed. All my clothes and bedding was put in a pile and thrown into through a big tip. The boy, from what I found out later, put bug poison all over my bed, all into the sheets and all of the mattress. Everything was in completely destroyed in the house when I got home. So what I did immediately, I rushed out and I went to a place that was like Harrods in Miami and bought her a very nice dress. That's my first reaction. And then I bumped into her in a coming home from some grocery shop, and she didn't see me. I was trailing her, and then I found out this women's abuse center where she was staying. So here I was, armed with a dress, in the bushes, peeking in through the window, trying to see if I could see where she was, because I was going to give her this as a present. And she was telling, I remember hearing her saying to this other person, another abused woman, and there she was saying, I'm going to plant a gun and the old thing where she was going on about trying to get me put away for 5 years. She was saying that to him, just telling all these stories about how evil and so on. So I went around to the front door. This is after I heard this conversation, and I knocked on the door, said, is Sandy in there? And I could see through the chain, because it was like chain alarm. I could see everybody rushing, going for battle stations. And I could see them also phoning the police. Sandy phoning, or somebody was phoning. The police came. I didn't move. I thought I was still going to want to just give her the dress. It was a very nice dress. And so the police, every once in a while you find police in Florida that they're very, very bad, very, to make, you know, they're not doing their job at all. In fact, I've had situations where the police have stopped us, and while we were handcuffed, this is a completely different story though, they would burn frogs with their cigarettes, burn, you know, frogs while they were waiting to have us taken away, things like that. That's sort of the police that I ran across at this point. And they were making a big joke out of me standing there with a dress. You know, here we found this one with a dress. Trying to try on a dress at this woman's abuse center. You know, things like that that were going on. It was a big laugh, you know, folks were laughing. Brought us into the police station. It was another big laugh there too. So shortly after that, when I got out of jail, I met Sandy again. And she said, look, take back the dress, get the money back for it, I need it for rent. So I did do that. I took it back, got the money for the rent, and got back together with her. It was like I almost didn't have any reaction whatsoever to any bad things she would do at this point. You know, did you notice that? There was, you know, all these things that I was supposed to get really upset with. I forgot to get upset completely.
It was a very nice dress. Very nice dress.
And now let's go back into history.
We are all God.
Our God doesn't operate that way.
I am God. You are God. We are all God. I am God. You are God. We are all God.
Ridiculous.
I am God. You are God. We are all God.
Nonsensical.
I am God.
twist and pervert the plainness of what the Bible actually says.
Our churches today are full of a bunch of spiritual retards with a bunch of brain flushers for preachers, and they haven't figured out that this thing is for real and that we are in a war.
Make this war.
Free of fear.
And as far as I'm concerned,
are peaceful and happy.
I'd be glad when black people.
We cannot fully bring another to peace and happiness. So just once more with feeling.
Thank you. Thank you. Now in full swing at the fairgrounds here in Pomona. This is Vance Caldick reporting from a beautiful display in one of our many exhibit buildings. And this display shows all the wonderful virtues and the great things that are going on up there in Contra Costa County. Before me is a mouth-watering display of all sorts of apples. There are melons, there's squash, and there's all sorts of things. And here's the gentleman who's going to tell us more about this wonderful exhibit from Martinez, Mr. Fred Nettle. Fred, how are you?
Very well, thank you today. Before you, ladies and gentlemen, down here, I have put in industry, representing all phases of it. I have represented all the oil companies, the paper industry, the chemical industry, and the Continental Can Corporation, plus the Glass Container Corporation. The main question a lot of people ask me is, do you have oil wells in Contra Costa County? I tell them that we are one of the newest fields in the state of, let's put it like this, in Northern California. And a lot of people ask me, where can I locate plants? And they're interested in getting out of this territory down here. I don't know why, I guess it's a smog. Now, my main background is a cat, which is 9 feet high. He's animated. His tail wiggles. One of his paws goes up and down, and he has a bee. The theme that I use, curiosity, led to the discovery of gas and oil in Contra Costa County. And we also have large vials of bubbling chemicals, animated flowers which turn around and around, and all in all, it's turned out to be a very effective exhibit for you people in Contra Costa County. I think if you come to the fair, you'll be very proud of it.
Well, I have certainly found it most interesting, Fred. I never did realize that you had so much going on up there.
Thank you.
And on that note, that ends Under the Floorboards, the show on every Saturday night from 11 p.m. until midnight every week. I'm Buddha Bomb. Had so much fun. That show went by way too fast, though. Just getting warmed up. Well, the good news is we're starting Sleepless Nights, and I'm still here. You're listening to KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Sleepless Nights is a variety show. Anything goes, and it always does. Sahara Dawn's on her way, rolling down the highway from up in the mountains, going to be joining me, so we'll hear some of her music a little bit later. And I'll This is mystical experiences.
I would say mystical experiences. Mystical experiences. I would say mystical experiences. A kind of dream world appeared. A feeling of oneness with the world. I would say mystical experiences.
Mystical Experiences by the Infinity Project. That sample we just heard is from Albert Hofmann, the man who in 1943 discovered LSD. Stay tuned. Lots of cool things coming up. Buddha Bomb, having lots of fun. And thanks for tuning in.